Hi, folks. This is George Carlin. I'm going to read my book to you. The book is called Brain Droppings. I will read it to you. You'll have to get someone else to understand it for you. For a long time, my stand-up material has drawn from three sources. The first is the English language. You know, words, phrases, sayings, and the ways we speak. The second source, as with most comedians, has been what I think of as the little world. Those things we all experience every day. Driving, food, pets, relationships, and idle thoughts. The third area is what I call the big world. War, politics, race, death, the social issues. So without actually having measured, I would say this book reflects the balance very closely. Now, the first two areas in the book will speak for themselves. But concerning the big world, let me say a few things. I'm happy to tell you there's very little in this world that I believe in. Listening to the comedians who comment on political, social, and cultural issues, I notice that most of their material reflects kind of an underlying belief that somehow things were better once, and with just a little effort we could set them right again. They're looking for solutions and rooting for particular results, and I think that limits the tone and substance of what they say. They're talented and funny people, but they're really nothing more than cheerleaders attached to a specific wished-for outcome. I don't feel so confined. I frankly don't give a fuck how it all turns out in this country. Or anywhere else, for that matter. I think the human game was up a long time ago when the high priests and traitors took over. And now we're just playing out the string. And that is, of course, precisely what I find so amusing. The slow circling of the drain by a once promising species and the sappy ever more...